This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. I recently locked myself out on my balcony trying to meditate for the first time in months, so that's why I have a friend here to help me help you, ooh. Haley Fitzgerald.
Hello.
Everyone should know she just threw her arms in the air and shook her hips like a grandmother.
I'm really cool, so, you know, good stuff.
Haley's a professional dancer and always ends her Instagram stories with K-bye.
K-bye. Classic, you know. Got nothing else to end an Instagram story, so.
Did I miss anything? Is that everything about you?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm a dancer and I end my Instagram stories with K-bye.
How long have you been dancing? I don't think I've ever asked you this question.
It's like, you know, the annoying classic since I was 3 years old.
And typical. That's a true story?
Yeah. My mom just like shoved me in that shit and I was like, okay, dope.
And what, was she right. A dancer too?
Oh, hell no. No.
So she was just like, I want my girl to be a dancer.
Well, I was like also annoying and always moving around. So she's like, we got to put her in something.
Oh.
And then later I tried sports, but that just wasn't good, you know.
What sport?
I tried soccer.
Okay.
Just picked dandelions in the field. There's literally a video of it. I was not. No sports for Haley. So that's pretty much all I tried.
I've never tried another sport. I think I am bad at everything. Besides cheerleading, because that's like, I guess it's hand-eye coordination a lot. But I'm pretty bad at everything else. Like, I'm really bad at basketball.
Dude. Yes.
I'm really bad at soccer. I'm really bad at lacrosse. Everything.
I've never even tried lacrosse. What the fuck?
Really?
No.
I guess. Maybe I'm from Florida and everybody wants to be, like, fancier than they are.
Cheerleading is the most dangerous sport. And
yes!
And has accounted for 66.7% of all female sports catastrophic injuries.
I know! Wow. It's more dangerous.
I know that.
I know this. I do.
I was 66% of it.
Yes.
I've gotten one concussion, two sprained ankles, a hurt back. I forgot exactly what was wrong with it.
Sounds fun.
In a partridge in a pear tree.
Ah, nice.
But that's not even like the worst that could happen to some people, right? Like some people, it's like broken arm, broken leg, broken shoulder.
So many people break everything. It's so dangerous. And here's my thing about cheerleading. Everybody thinks every time I'm like, I was a cheerleader, that they think like Grease, like rah, rah, yes. Sis Boom Bah,
hey.
Shake it for Rydell. No. Like,
it's a good song.
It's my favorite. It's a bop.
It's about
cheerleading. The competitive cheerleading that I did is outrageous. It's like bringing on
on
friggin' Molly and crack meth. At the same time,
yes.
On meth.
Love it.
Yes. Yes.
It's just you writhing in a gutter.
just foaming at the mouth. Oh, I went to cheerleading camp one time.
Really? How old were you?
I think I was like 10. My cousins forced me into that shit.
What did you do there?
I threw up.
What were you supposed to do there?
You know, cheerlead.
But did they teach you stunting or tumbling or jumping? Or
I got lifted. Whatever.
Oh,
the
you
fuck
were a flyer.
Called. Yeah.
Must be nice. I've always been a thick, let's hold it down kind of girl.
That's also when I was like 10 years old. Now I'm like a trunk. I could totally be on the bottom of that shit. So, got that.
Oh my God, you were a flyer. Do you remember what you did?
I got thrown in the air.
So you were thrown. So
yeah.
So you either were cradling or basket tossing.
One of those, you know.
Were you standing on two legs or one?
Both at times.
It's so clear to me that you were just climbing up some stairs.
Yeah, I know nothing about cheerleading. My cousins were like, yeah, fuck yeah, do it. And I was like, I get to braid my hair and get tossed. So I'm about it. Let's go.
Get tossed. I love cheerleading. If you could play one sport and be the best at it ever, but you have to give up your dancing abilities.
The fuck? I don't want to do that.
You have to.
No.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, like, what's cool? You know?
What is cool? I mean, the thing about sports and dancing is a little scary, too. Anything in cheerleading, anything that has your body, it's kind of like you got an expiration date.
Dude, my body is already expired.
Same.
It's done. It's fucking done. I am a crippled woman. I'm going to be in a wheelchair in like 5 years, I swear to God.
I'm also very clumsy. Well, so are you, I feel like.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
So it's funny, though. Every time people get, like, seriously injured, they're doing it just, like, messing around. Like, oh, yeah, I was just, like, trying to, like, kick this thing. And then you break your entire leg.
Yeah.
It's always that.
Mine's, like, when I'm walking. That's when the worst shit happens. It's so weird.
It's also, like, when they say, like, one more. Oh, just one more.
Yeah, dope.
And that's when you get... One time I remember in cheerleading, we would stand in a line. Like, imagine four lines, and then we were all standing next to each other. And it was like called, like, a standing tuck line or something.
Sounds legit.
And so it was basically, like, one person would do a standing tuck, and as soon as they landed, the next person. And a standing tuck...
I've seen that.
If you just stand there, and you jump up in the air, and you do a backflip, and you land in the same exact position.
Nope, I'm good.
One time I was in the standing tuck line, and I was unconfident. And my coach was like, just do it. And I was like, what if I fall? And he was like, don't fall, and then you won't.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, okay. He's like, just keep pulling, and you'll land. And so I jump up in the air. It's my turn, and no one else is going when you're going, right? They're waiting for you so that they can go. So I'm jumping. It's a solo. I'm in the middle of the air. And I get nervous right at the very top. At the apex of my jump, I get nervous, so I unopen my ball, and I fall directly on my back, and the line stops. And everybody's just like,
well, let's hope
is she
stopped.
Dead?
Can you imagine they keep going? They're like, she's good. Yeah. I have a bad backflip story, too.
What?
Yeah, I got a really bad concussion one time because I had to do a backflip off of a box for a dance performance.
What?
Yeah, they didn't, like, train me at all either.
That sounds so dangerous.
Well, definitely was because I over-rotated it and hit my fucking head on the box and landed on the floor.
On the box?
Yeah, because it was like a 3-foot box that I did a backflip off of.
So, well, at least you were going straight up, so that's really good, like, technique.
Well, yeah, I mean, so that's a plus out of it all. Downfall is I woke up in the hospital, so, you know.
Wow.
Actually, yeah, I couldn't remember anything. Apparently, I was repeating 3 questions over and over again. And
what do you think those questions were?
Oh, I know what they were.
Where's the food? Where's the food?
Where's the food? Where's the food? And where's the food? That's it. That's all it was. And they're like, oh, well, this is normal.
When was that?
God, I think I was like 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure I have short-term memory loss because of it. I swear to God. Or maybe I'm just, you know.
Wait, what were the 3 questions?
I think it was, where am I, what time is it, and where is Kyle, which is my brother's name.
Oh, Kyle Hanagami.
I was like, wait,
can you imagine
you do
I
that?
Could tell the future? I'm like, where's Kyle?
Wait, you know people do that, right? They go through like some not catastrophic,
and they
but like,
see the fucking future.
They have traumatic experiences or they go through some sort of concussion, but they wake up and they have a new skill. I was listening to this one podcast a long time ago that this guy got in some sort of car accident, almost fatal, woke up and could just play the piano like Beethoven.
That. So what the fuck? Mine was like, I lose memory. That's my special yeah. gift that I gained. Like, come on.
Yeah, you didn't really didn't get something out of this.
Damn it. Just bad memory.
I wonder what it is and how often it happens.
I've heard of that, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you could, I mean, not knock on wood, nothing would happen bad to you. But if something did and you had to go through this, what skill would you want to gain?
Can I fly?
No, it has to
be
real.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Maybe just like be smart. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Like smart in what? You have to be smart in one thing though, and you know everything about it. You're the biggest genius in the world of this one specific
biggest
subject.
Genius.
The biggest genius. I'm obviously. I didn't go through this.
Dude, I don't know. I would love to have photographic memory.
Oh,
that would be dope.
Yeah, you can have that.
Okay, thanks.
I'll allow it.
Thanks, Megan.
Irene, what would you do if you had to go through something like this and you get a skill? You're the best in the world, but it has to be extremely specific. What would it be?
The most perfect somersaults. That's a good one.
No.
Take that straight to the bank.
I think I would probably be like the best at making ice cream.
Ooh.
Okay.
What would yours be?
I never think that people are going to ask
Megan
me.
Megan is such a unique host. in terms of she asks great questions and then refuses to think about her own.
You know what? I read a book once, and this is, yes, me diverting from the question, but also to give something else, that you should ask questions and listen wholeheartedly to people's responses without trying to think about what you're about to say.
It makes sense.
And I've realized, it does make sense, but I've realized that it makes you less witty and more witty at the same time. Because you, Haley's hand is just raised.
Dude, I'm like not witty anymore because I like care. Wow, that sounded really fucking stupid though.
No,
because people are talking and then they say something, you're like, I don't know.
I don't give a shit about anybody. I just wait to answer.
I just want to fucking answer.
One time I was with Irene and like two other girls and we were having a drink and this girl was trying to tell a story.
Oh God.
And like she was just really trying to like communicate with us. And truly every like 2.5 seconds, Irene would interject with this joke and they were funny. But this girl was like so hardly trying to talk. And so I was like, Irene, give her a second. Save one joke until the end of her breath.
Why can I like totally see that happening? Like, I can't
because they
that.
Were all funny, but I was like, this girl so like so badly wants to say something, and it's making it so hard.
Oh gosh,
I have never felt worse than in that moment because I didn't realize I was doing it, and that was the problem. I was like, oh my God, it's all coming to me. I'm a shit person.
No, oh my God, so dumb.
But to answer your question,
yes, back to it.
I would know the most about the way people think. I guess psychoanalysis.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because then, I mean, I guess kind of manipulative, but I would be able to make anyone laugh, and I'd be able to sense. I just feel like I would be a better person if I knew a little bit more.
Yeah,
in everything, a blanket statement.
Ooh, yeah, it's true. You know,
I wish I knew more.
Same. I should probably like read a book.
I know. We were supposed to have a book club once.
I know. What happened?
Did you buy that book that was the E3?
E squared?
Oh, I got the E3 one. Did I recommend you the wrong book?
Maybe.
It's this book called like Meditation, not Meditations. It's like Affirmations to.
Did I just call the book wrong?
I don't know. I've never read a book, it seems.
I think I read like 20 pages of it and then I got ADHD and.
Yeah. I only finished the first, so it's an experimental book where it gives you like a chapter of how to kind of manifest your destiny, and then it gives you an exercise at the very end. Pam Grout, do it yourself, what is it?
9 do-it-yourself energy experiments that prove your thoughts create your reality.
And I agree. Mm-hmm. I do think your thoughts create your reality.
Oh, 100%.
Did you do the experiment?
I didn't.
Haley.
I know. Listen. Okay. I'm getting to it. I'm going to go back home right now and read it and do it just for you. Okay.
So it did happen to me.
Really? What'd you do?
The first chapter is basically just opening your mind up to accept some sort of change based off of your thoughts. So it's not, you can't ask for something specific. You can't be like, oh, in 2 days, I want this guy to text me or I want this person to like me or I want.
Story of my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. You can't do that. You have to just be like, show me a sign. It's basically asking the universe to show you a clear sign that can't be written off as coincidence. And you give a specific timeline. It's like 48 hours. And then you just continue to think about it. Mm-hmm. And since you're thinking about it so much, something happens. I'm not going to go into what happened, but something did happen.
Can I know later?
Yeah.
Okay, dope. Dude, it's true though. Manifestation is a real, real, real thing.
It is. It's hard to keep your mind on it though. It's definitely. Almost like, have you ever tried to lucid dream?
I'm too scared.
It is really scary. If it goes awry,
I'm too scared might die. That shit. Oh, okay, great. I'm definitely not gonna try it.
It's so scary. If you
have you done it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I bought plenty of books on lucid dreaming. I love it. If it's done right, you're on top of the world. You can do anything you want. It feels like real life.
I can't even remember my dreams in general, though. Ugh. Which sucks. Like, I wake up and I can't remember one damn thing.
No.
I know. It's depressing. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
That you
ears open.
That you can get better at it. Okay. With some exercises, you can remember your dreams. And that's the first, squats mainly. That's the first step is remembering your dreams. And then you can start manipulating them.
Okay, so how the fuck do I remember dreams?
Well, you gotta read a book.
Oh, okay. Well, back to that. Going back home, reading that E2. E squared. Damn it, what?
E squared for everything.
E squared for everything.
But yeah, anyway, lucid dreaming is great. The one time that I didn't lucid dream correctly, I had sleep paralysis, and I thought my house was haunted
for the...
You do? How do you get out of it?
You just, like, kick and scream until your body moves.
No.
That's what I do. I've gotten it, like, 10 times in my life.
You know that there's articles on how you can not kick and scream.
Oh, really? Oh, it comes back to reading a book. Got it. Great.
I think I read an article once on it because I just never wanted to have it again.
Yeah.
I don't remember the remedy, but I think... breathing might help.
Oh, okay. Okay, dope. That's really going to help me next time.
This says, I mean, the ways to get rid of sleep paralysis are like what you would think. It's like, start by making sure you get enough sleep. Do what you can to relieve stress, especially before bedtime. Try sleeping in new positions.
Yeah, ooh. No, I starfish it out every night.
On your back or on your stomach?
I do on the stomach with the hands out. I have a pillow to my left, the right leg up. And that is why I have back and neck problems.
Wait, so I'm going to do that position that you said, and you tell me if this is correct. So I've got both hands up, and my right leg is up.
Right leg up, head to the right.
Head to the right. This does not... This doesn't seem comfortable.
It's very, very comfortable. But then if you do it a long time, you can look very far to the right, not so far to the left.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So my neck is completely fucked up.
I feel like a hieroglyphic holding this position.
See? It's fancy.
So I keep the same leg shape that this. I have my left leg straight and then my right leg bent, but I'm on my stomach and then I have my...
No, I'm on my stomach too.
Oh, you said you were on your back.
No. Can you imagine?
Like you're like surrendering to the night.
Joey Graceffa escaped the night.
But yeah, so okay,
stomach.
So that makes so much more sense.
Yes, my head to the right specifically. Oh,
the visual of you just laying on your back, like freeze.
Oh God, no, on my stomach, leg up.
So that's okay. It's very similar to me. Oh yeah, it's exactly the same. But I do this arm over. I put my left arm across my body. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's all making sense why my back is in pain all the time.
Sleep with your hand underneath you?
Yeah, my hand is across my shoulders. And then I have my right hand kind of like...
Okay, don't make fun of mine when that's yours.
Well, yeah. Mine is a little off.
Oh, the fact that you're supposed to sleep on your back, like with your hands down to your side and your knees kind of bent up.
Ew, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to put like
a Tempur-Pedic, like the way that makes your knees go up. Your knees.
Knees. They're like knees.
When you go to get massages, they put that little round pillow underneath your knees, and that's always nice.
That's what you're supposed to like sleep like.
Really?
I just said like two times in that sentence, so that's great.
One time my dad was like, don't say the words like or because no one will listen to you.
It's true. That's probably why no one listens to me.
And I'm always so scared to say both of those words to this day.
Oh, I should stop that. Yeah.
I tried to stop. Yeah, that one thing I said I wasn't ever going to say. This is an advice podcast. People write in. We try and help them based off of our own personal lives, what we should and shouldn't do.
Love it.
Are you ready to help?
I'm so ready to help.
Question one. Mm. My girlfriend and I broke up.
Shit.
Yeah. We dated for quite a few years and we were best friends before dating. It was a mutual breakup. A couple months later, she's seeing this new guy, and she didn't even tell me, even though we were still speaking after the breakup. Ew. This caught me completely off guard and left me heartbroken because I was still hung up over the heartbreak.
Dude.
He said the breakup. Uh-oh. But it's a breakup and
I
a heartbreak.
Get it, yeah.
It's a combo.
Ooh.
The worst combo. Any advice on how to get over this? Thanks, salty and heartbroken.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Dating a new guy right away.
How long was the time gap?
I don't think that they said. She just went into a new relationship.
Listen, I'm about to get sappy with this shit,
get
okay?
Sappy.
Like, it's not going to be real funny because I like advice, all right? I ended a relationship almost like fucking 2 years ago, which is crazy to me because it doesn't feel that long ago.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a mutual thing, but I was heartbroken, and then he started dating someone.
Yeah.
But I can't be like, oh, what the fuck? You know, you gotta be happy for them, and that's honestly what it is. you just have to be happy for them, and you have to continue loving yourself and figuring out that kind of shit. And it's hard. It's never going to be easy.
Yo, breaking up with someone, I think, is way harder than being broken up with.
It tore my fucking heart out
because
when I did it.
Yeah, you're like, I remember breaking up with a guy I was dating for like 3 years, 3 or 4 years. Every single day, I was wondering if I made a mistake.
Dude.
For like 6 months.
Mine was for a year. Yeah.
Isn't that wild? And they have no idea. They think you don't care at all.
Yep.
And mine moved on. It's like tearing you apart. Yeah. And then he would start to date other people. And I was just like, ah, but like, I don't want to date you either. Like, I know
so
I did
weird.
This for a reason. Yes. And I know it was for the right reason. And I know it's the right thing to do for me. But I'm still in love with you.
Dude.
So stop dating this other person.
So depressing. It's so true. It really is. Because you know, you do it because you know you deserve better. And mine was like, I was so lost. I needed to find myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then you break it off, and then you get lonely as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person starts dating another person. You're like, oh, God, I'm, like, extra lonely, and it gets really weird.
I
don't know. It's all about working on yourself and just being happy for the other person, I guess.
100%. You know? It took me a while to be happy for him, too. Also because it's, like, with people that are serial monogamous or, like, date for a long time and just jump to relationships, it's like, what's the real one? If you're always, if you're never alone, you don't know who you are.
And this is the longest I've been alone.
Same.
Yeah. I fucking love it.
Dude, it's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. I mean, of course, there's times where you're like, oh, I wish I could do this with this person, or I wish I had someone here, but like, I felt like I've grown so much since that relationship, and like, and that's the other thing, not saying that he isn't growing, but what if that you're not letting yourself have room to grow because you're already attaching to somebody else, you're already like trying to succumb to them and make them happy,
and that's what it is, especially since like when I'm in a relationship, I care so much about that person, and I do anything for them, and whatever they do rubs off on me, and it's just. It can get really toxic really fast if it's not good. And I just needed to be by myself. And holy fuck, I'm so goddamn happy.
I know.
I'm so happy.
You can, like, breathe all the way.
Yeah, and I can be selfish for once, which is great.
Which is what you need to do, especially, like, how young we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have time to do it.
Definitely.
These people, I guess it makes it a little bit harder because they were best friends before dating.
Yeah, that one's really hard. I've never dated a best friend.
Mm-mm, me neither.
But my ex was my best friend. Like, when I lost him, it was losing the love of my life and my best friend. And
exactly.
I was so completely lost and so heartbroken, just so sad. And I'm not going to lie, it's like not easy. It's not easy to get over. But again, it's growing with yourself, meeting new people. It sucks. There's really no other way to put it.
I know.
It just sucks.
He's asking for advice how to get over it, and it's just like, it's just time.
Time.
And that's what sucks so bad to say. Like, time heals all wounds. But, like, honestly, have you ever had a cartilage piercing?
Okay. Love that you just compared that to a fucking cartilage piercing.
It takes time. And sea salt.
Dude, that's why I got rid of mine. That shit never, like, healed.
Dude, it's mine's finally becoming.
Really?
Better. And it's just like paying attention to it and like checking in with it and giving it what it needs.
Look at that. It is so spot on with relationships.
It really is. So if you were to give one piece of advice to how to get over a breakup, and it can't be time, what would you say?
Mine was trying new things.
Okay.
Like literally just going out, trying new things that scared me, and just growing as a person. Reading. I love self-help books.
So
do I.
I
don't give a shit about what people say. They are corny, and I love them.
I love them.
Love them. And they've helped me so much. Literally so much. So read. Get out there. Try to do something new. Meet new people. Be scared. You know. Do new things. I think new things always help with everything.
I like that. Irene, healthiest breakup procedure.
I think the healthiest breakup procedure is not talking to the person at all.
I fucked that.
Not sleeping with the person.
Yeah.
Fuck that up.
Like, I think it's natural to, like, go on their social media and be like, what's happening? Or, like, look at their friends' stories to see if they're
in
them and what
they're
doing.
Yes! Oh, my gosh, it's so detrimental.
Dude, I got great.
But
I got nuts.
Yeah.
It makes you. Well, love makes you do crazy things.
But it
like,
does.
Honestly.
And I've never been that
crazy.
Change.
And so I think just, like, not being around them or talking to them helps a lot.
So do you know my past with my ex? Because we broke up.
But spill the tea, bitch.
Oh my God, spill the tea. We broke up and I still lived with him and slept in the same bed for 6 months.
I know. That's so wild.
While he was sleeping with other people too. Yeah.
In the same bed?
Yeah. Not fucking in my bed.
I mean, you don't know
I'm
that.
I'm sitting on the other side. I'm like, well, fuck.
Like, it's 9:45. Yeah. We had a hard 9:30.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was hard. And that's kind of goes back to the other one because it was my best friend. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly, I always told all my friends, well, we can still be best friends and be broken up. And it's just not possible.
No way.
It's really not because it's just not the same. And that was a big realization. Also, don't move in with someone while you first start dating.
Agree.
I really fucked that up.
Don't move in with someone ever.
Don't move in with someone unless you truly think you're going to marry them, is what I... And don't buy a dog to save the relationship.
No, that's...
Stop doing that, everyone.
Doing that, literally. Fucking literally.
Do you have a breakup tip, Megan?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think it'd probably be an amalgamation of what you both said, like... Work on yourself, as cliche as that sounds, mm-hmm. and then truly block them.
Yeah.
Put all their stuff that they gave you away in a box. I burned it.
I should do that. I still have shit.
Haley!
I know. I know. It's depressing. I'm depressing. But you burned your shit?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Not everything.
Just like
the easy. Well, the other stuff I threw away.
Oh, okay.
And then I probably kept... I kept like two Polaroids in a letter mm-hmm. for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is not serving me.
Yeah. So I need to do that.
Yeah. Just make some room for something else.
Yep. Got it. I'll do that and read a book when I go back home.
And read a book.
Perfect.
Always read a book. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break while I learn how to speak. Do we have any grammar and speaking books? I actually used to take a speech impediment class when I was younger because I couldn't say the letter R.
Really? Were you the ones that are like, oh, they're like,
yeah,
R's?
I'm like, I'm really sad. Of course, that's the sentence that I go for.
I'm really sad.
I'm really sad. But it's great now. Thank you for asking.
10 out of 10.
But speaking of that break, Haley's going to give us another piece of advice you can find on meganbattoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you have a tattoo?
Have one.
Tell us on here. Wait. We got to come back from the break before we go into this. We're back. Haley.
Woo.
What's your tattoo?
Oh, stress. I have one tattoo. And it's in my lip.
Is it? What? I get so far. I can't see anything.
It says meow.
Wow. Me wow.
Yeah.
How long ago did you get that?
18 years old. So I'm really surprised that it is still on my lip.
Is it gonna last forever, like a normal tattoo?
I fucking guess. Apparently, like, I thought the lip ones only lasted for like 3 months.
I thought it was like a couple years.
Oh. So maybe it will go away. Who knows?
Oh my gosh, did it hurt?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah. I was drunk and I was, underage drinking is really bad.
Aren't you not supposed to get a tattoo if you've been drinking? Because it thins your
blood. Correct, but it was Stoughton, Wisconsin, and so they took me anyways.
So they just needed some business.
Yeah, they were like,
didn't
come
care
on
who
in.
Came in.
Yep, that's my one tattoo. I want more, but...
Do you?
I do, but I really want to start acting, so I don't... And I look like I'm 14, so I don't know if I should get them tattoos.
That's nice. That's nice
to
look
nice.
So young.
Fuck, you look young. What are
someone,
you talking about?
Someone nicely told me yesterday that I could pass for like 19 to 22. Yeah. And I was like, you're just saying that.
No, you actually look like that. And 100%. Your skin's fucking amazing, so fuck you.
The lights are off. Everyone should
See?
Know.
We all look great in the dark. No.
I want another tattoo. I need to stop getting tattoos. I think I have like 9.
Dude, that's dope. I want that many.
I think. I get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There is one there. 8, 9. Oh my gosh, I have exactly 9. Wow, I am good at something.
Wow.
Knowing how many tattoos are on my body.
I'm really good at counting. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are you ready to help more people?
I'm so ready.
Let's do it.
Let's fucking go.
This is another, not another, but, well, I guess we are ladies in here. There's another lady.
Hey, lady.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year now, and everything is going so-so, which doesn't sound great. But these days, I feel like he is more into lust than actual love. Mm. Sometimes I'm just not in the mood for making out or anything beyond that. I miss the times when we would just enjoy hanging out and relaxing while holding hands. How can I be sure that he actually loves me? This has been on my mind for a couple of weeks, and whenever I have the thought of breaking up, I couldn't afford to because both of us have met each other's extended families, so it would be embarrassing if we ended up separating.
Oh, God. No.
What do I do from Sweet Potato Fries, which is not a Sleepless in Seattle name.
Listen, don't let that shit hold you back if you want to break up with someone.
I was like, meeting, the Sleepless
no, not
in
the
Seattle name?
Sleepless in Seattle. No, the, like, meeting their parents, yeah, that sucks. But don't have that hold you back from, like, cutting things off with someone if it's not good.
Yeah.
But also, is it not good just because he wants to have sex all the time? Like,
yeah.
No offense to any guys, but like 99% of guys show affection through sex. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's just kind of what it is. Guys love sex, and girls after a year are like, I could do without it.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I mean, have you ever been in the situation where like you want to break up or you know you should break up, but there's like other reasons why you don't want to?
Yeah, that was 2 years into my old relationship.
You're like, I should wait for this. Yeah. I should wait for that. Or something bad happens in their family and they're like, now I can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
That's always hard. But the thing is, like, the quicker you cut it off, the easier that you can allow yourself and them.
And you don't hurt them.
I mean, you'd still hurt them.
Not as bad as dragging it along.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Keeping it forever will always exacerbate it. You should just, it always sounds weird to be like, cut it, rip it off like a Band-Aid. And it's easier said than done, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if I got into a relationship now and it wasn't working, it would be like instantly, I can't
be. Well, that's also because you've been through.
Exactly.
And you understand what you want and what you don't want now, which is the whole process of dating when you're younger too, because you mm-hmm. learn what's good, what's bad. But yeah, if you're not, like, don't drag the person along if you're feeling that way, you know? So if it's meant to be, then do it. Otherwise, you can work on stuff. But I wouldn't take it offensively that he wants to have relations.
Well, yeah, and that's always the difference. Like, we talk about love languages so much,
mm-hmm.
but it does seem like a lot of men's is physical touch.
Well, yeah.
It is not mine, just to let everyone know. But what's the sexiest non-sexual thing? Like, what's something that someone can do that's not physically romantic that you're just like, baby?
I don't, that's
ooh, baby.
Hard.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby. I don't know. I kind of have to, like, think on that for a second. I just like when they do nice things.
Like make a bed? Because that's
make
my
answer.
Make
a bed answer. Is hella sexy. Fuck me
if,
up,
if
okay?
If you can make my bed.
Yeah.
And it's not, even if it's not great, just you making it is making me riled up.
I just, make me real riled up right now if you just make my bed. No, I just like the nice small things. Like a note on the counter of just reminding that they love me. It's those nice little things that you have to think about and like go out of your way to do that. Or even taking out the trash. Dear God.
Yeah. So acts of service. It sounds like you're a very acts of service person.
Acts of
it sounds like you're a smacks of perfish.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate. Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
Okay. So making the bed. Anything from you? Sexiest non-sexual thing.
I really like There's two things, three things that I can think of.
Ooh. Four things. There's five.
15,
you know what?
500.
The next.
You know what? This podcast episode is just all the things I think are said.
Yes. I'd be about it.
I love when guys roll up their sleeve
half
to like
three
their
quarters.
Elbow.
That
yeah.
is hot. I haven't even thought about that.
You've never thought about that?
No, really? Oh. Like, who thinks, ooh, I like
every high
roll
schooler
up their
ever.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Me in high school, as soon as a guy's sleeve went a little bit up, I'm like,
oh my God, the wrist.
Once you see mid forearm, bitch.
Oh my gosh, that's second hot. Base for
yeah.
me.
Ooh, hey.
A guy just needs to wear a baseball tee on
the a base. I used to be. Oh my
oh,
God! Just
a,
the
a guys man in uniform, a
baseball tee.
Just guy in uniform.
A guy in a uniform is hot.
Yeah, but a
sanitation
tea.
Worker. Oh, they work so hard. They keep our cities clean. No, I think rolling the sleeves up is super hot.
Yeah, it is.
I think a guy getting ready to go out, like and like doing his hair and looking at himself in the mirror is hot.
I don't because like
I'm
that.
Like.
I don't.
Like,
I don't think I like that either. It's a little like get over yourself.
Yeah, I don't like guys who are super. Like,
I don't like that either. Shit. But I just seeing a guy like brush his hair back and like do that like
yeah,
mirror
that's cute.
Face.
Yeah,
has,
I get a mirror face.
When a guy is putting his car in reverse and he puts his arm.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't do that.
Every guy listening is like, bitch, I'm like, wait. What else is hot? Yeah.
That's a very manly thing. Only men do that.
I don't do that. Yeah.
I don't do that at all. Well, now I have a backup
camera. I do
camera.
A fucking, like, hoochie bag situation. It gets real weird.
Yeah, that arm thing? On the passenger seat headrest, or, like, the yeah. shoulder rest, and, like, one hand on the
yeah,
steering wheel,
that.
Looking back, little James Dean action, hey. Snap that photo. Ooh,
what's your thing? Man. What's your thing like that? Like a non-sexual,
besides
like, just
making the
mundane thing.
Okay, I get that making the bed is mundane.
Making the bed is super hot. I mean, my thing's mundane. Like, just things that guys do without even thinking
That's such
about
a good
it.
One, though. I don't know if I can top the rear view look. What kind of guy
that.
Do? That's, oh, when they, I mean, this is kind of everyone likes this, but when they, like, clench their jaw and it kind of, like, flexes
ooh.
The outline of their
oh.
face.
It's true. I just like when guys do manly shit.
Yes.
It turns me on.
I
like
love,
fix my faucet, you know?
Yes.
Ew.
I love when guys are like watching sports and like eating wings and drinking beer and I'm like, oh, you're a man.
You know
really?
What's,
you know
I don't care
weird?
For that.
I like watching men eat for some fucking reason.
I would rather the men give me the wings
oh.
and then I eat
yeah.
them.
I mean, that too. I'll appreciate that just as much.
I don't think, yeah, a guy watching sports, nah, I'm not into it.
I like when guys listen to me. I think
that's
real.
Oh,
hot.
That's my
yeah, that's
coup de
dope.
Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when guys listen. When I had a guy a couple weeks ago hold my purse for me.
Sets me up now.
My gosh. Also,
who's that?
Also, open the door. That's always really
yo.
Nice. And also when
gentleman.
You open the door, hold your hand out for me and like if it's, you know, like getting out of the
yes.
car.
Yes. Okay, here's the thing that
cute.
Guys always misunderstand is when like girls don't like nice men. So then they're just, you know what I mean? How that saying?
Yeah,
but it's so fucking stupid because then they're like, okay, I'm a fucking asshole. And we're like, no, bro, that's not
yeah.
what we're talking about. You can, see, okay, it's true. I don't like too nice of men when
sure.
it gets to be like, oh, too... I like an asshole sense of humor, but
right.
still be a gentleman.
Yes.
Open the door, take out the trash, you know, do the gentleman things.
Yes.
And that's the difference there. Pay attention, men.
Okay.
Pay attention.
Do you need some water? You're SpongeBob that got out of the water. I was going to be a better joke.
Yeah, it was good though,
I was
going to
make
know?
Like a SpongeBob off the air, but then he'd be out of the water. It didn't work out.
I kind of got it.
Were you talking about SpongeBob when he was in Sandy's house?
Yeah. And he's
yes,
like,
and he shrivels
it.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was good.
That was good. SpongeBob is really great.
Classic.
Did we help this person?
Did we? That's a good question. What was the question?
I don't think we did.
What was the question?
How can he be sure he actually loves me?
Oh,
and
him.
She doesn't want to be broken up with him because they already met the extended families. But we already, we
yeah,
did
we,
address
we,
that.
We addressed it.
That you don't need. If you want to break up with someone, you got to
break
up with them. To be sure that he actually loves you, that's always hard. Because
maybe ask him. You know, just be like, hey, do you love me?
But anyone can lie.
But just look at their eyes really intensely.
Or put them up to a lie detector.
That works probably better.
Have you ever been on a lie detector?
No, but I feel like with my anxiety, it would just say that I'm lying about everything.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Even though I can't lie. I'm really bad at lying.
I'm really bad, so I don't do it.
That's a good quality.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know. I can't lie. If someone, the most I've ever lied to someone would be like,
do you look good? You know?
I love you.
Yes. I love you.
It would be like, what do you think about this movie? And I'd be like, it was a movie.
Ooh, that's not really,
you know, it's not
lie.
Really lying.
It's
yeah.
just a statement, a true sure. one. You yeah. know?
But I guess, like, what's the difference between lust and love? That's what she's going through right
well,
now.
If he's dating you and you're the one person, I feel like that's a good start.
It's a good start, but there's so many people that are dating other people that aren't actually in love.
But, like, for a year? Like, if you're actually dating for a year?
Yeah, but it's love we're talking about.
Okay, well, then I don't fucking know, all right?
It is really hard. Is he going to be with you, like, through thick and thin? I'm just, like, an officiant now? Like, yeah, what is...
Dude, I'm jaded. Now I'm like, everyone's going to leave me. Things are going to be so... Wow, this is no help. Yeah, so...
It's hard to, I don't know. This is what's hard, because I can't give advice on something that I'm not in. So, like, I don't know if he loves you. I don't know if whoever I'm with loves me either, but, like... Or if I love them. It's a whole thing. Like, it's when they say, when you know. And, like, in my past, like, I didn't really know.
Yeah.
I just got into a routine of, like, I am there for this person. This person is there for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like we can get along. We are a team. And I feel very strongly about them. Mm-hmm. But do I want to spend the rest of my life with them? It hasn't gotten to that point yet. So, I mean, that could maybe be your litmus test is, do you want to spend the rest of your life with him? And would he want to do the same with you? And that's kind of a good basis idea of if he might love you.
Yeah.
Is that a bad piece of advice?
And it's just, no, it's not at all. It's just weird being like, do they love me? Like, that's just a hard question in general. It's, you just kind of got to trust yourself. And if you want to love that person, then love that person. And... see what, you know.
I know.
You can't really control other... You gotta ask, if anything.
You gotta ask.
If you really want to know, girl, you ask them.
Someone one time asked me, do you love me? I said the same answer. I was like, I honestly don't know if I know what love is quite yet.
That's dope. That's a great answer. I think it's a good answer.
I don't know how he felt about it.
Well, like, I don't know. You know, so many people get so weirded out when people are like, I love you. Mm-hmm. They're like, don't throw that word around.
Right.
That's something that you can't use. But I honestly, I love people. Mm-hmm. Like, I love you too. I would do anything for you guys, you know? And I literally, like, just, I don't know.
I get one parting tip for this girl. I don't know. It feels like you're not fully into it either.
Yeah.
Even though you're saying that he maybe not be all the way there. You have also some reservations. And I think that you should take yourself out of the equation and really do you and really find love within yourself.
Yes.
And then you'll know what love is when you go into your next relationships.
Literally, you cannot love unless you love yourself.
Agree. It's like, it's that one saying where it's like, you can't fill somebody else up when you're depleted.
Yeah.
You can't.
It doesn't make sense.
You have to be.
That was a huge realization this past year for me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how badly I needed to work on myself and truly love myself. And now I can confidently say that I love myself. So now I'm like, fuck yeah, I still don't want to be in a relationship, but I'd be ready if it came my way.
Exactly. You know? And I think that's the best position to be in, is like not actively looking for one, but working on you and putting you first. Yes. And then whenever it comes along, that's the right one because you're not out there seeking it. Unless you are really ready and you're using E2 or an experiment manifestation book like that. I just was reading this book about feng shui. That was like, basically, okay, I'm going to break down feng shui really quickly, and then we'll wrap the show up. Here's my departing tip on how to manifest something. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it's true. I'm practicing it right now to see if it works. But basically, every room that you walk into is like the starting place of your bagua, which is...
The fuck is a bagua?
It's Chinese for eight spaces or eight sections. Okay. B-A-G-A... U-A.
Boogaloo.
Boogaloo. Baby Boogaloo.
Baby Boogaloo.
Bagua. I think it's Chinese for eight. Dope. Sections.
A Chinese religious motif incorporating the eight trigrams of the I Ching, typically arranged octagonally.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Big word. To balance yin and yang.
Yeah. So it's all energy, right? So that's what qi is. Mm. So if you walk into the room that we're in right now, you walk in and then that's the starting point and that's where your career is. On the opposite of your career is fame and reputation. On the right-hand corner all the way in the back is love and relationships. On the reverse is prosperity. And then if you, again, are just looking, in the middle is health because that's what's affected by everything and what everything affects,
that's
which
so
is...
cool.
Makes sense, right? And then in
I love
the,
that shit.
In the right so corner cool. Or in the right middle, you have children and creativity because that kind of engulfs all of it. Mm-hmm. And on the opposite side of that, on the left-hand middle, is family. And then you have travel and helpful people all the way in the right closest corner to you. And on the other one, I forget. Knowledge and self-cultivation. Of course, I forget that one. but basically, you're supposed to work with the energy in the room, and you're supposed to put elements of, like, wood would feed fire. So you put that in the love, in the relationship. So you, like, you would decorate that corner of your room with, like, wood and some reds and stuff like that. But there's a whole book on
That's
it.
That's cool.
I don't know if it works, but in the book it said one lady was trying to find a husband and she ended up just like throwing a pair of like red lingerie,
yes.
like underwear in that love corner. And then like a couple months later she was married.
What the fuck?
Well, engaged.
Okay. Well, even then, damn. Well,
I know.
Shit. So I got to buy some red lingerie and throw it to the side of the room. Got it.
Someone comes over and they're like, no. Haley, clean up.
You're like, listen, I'm going to be engaged in a couple months. Okay. need to keep it there. It's crazy.
I don't know if it works, but...
I believe in that shit. I'm such an energy person. I love it. I actually, as much as I am of that, I saged for the first time last
Oh,
night.
Yeah.
I've been waking up around 3 or 4 every night.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'll sage the place. And I, like, did it. And I fucking slept the whole entire night for the first time in, like, 3 weeks.
Did you do it and you burn it? And then did you go around the perimeter and then over the doors?
I looked it up. I Googled it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, it seems like you read about it. Great.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I did that one time after I had sleep paralysis. I thought I had shadow people in
That's
my...
That's what you see when you have sleep paralysis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember having... Okay, so I had sleep paralysis, and I woke up because I heard something, I think. Mm-hmm. I think I heard something. And I woke up, and I sat up in my bed, and it's pitch black.
Yep.
So it's dark, but then I also saw a darker image, like a darker figure going into my bathroom, and it's a master bath. And I didn't scream or do anything. I just said, what?
Yes.
Like, I was just so cynically like, what is this? And then I was so scared. And then I read up so much about that. I even had, like, crystal healing because I was nervous that it was me.
Yeah.
And so I saged the place, or I had a friend do it because I was too scared. I had a friend sage.
Dude, I was scared doing it last time.
It's kind of weird. Like, if you, it's kind of scary. Yeah. Because you're like, am I a witch?
I would love to be a witch, bitch.
You already have it.
Witch, bitch. Ew.
You already have a cat, right?
Yes. So I'm set. I actually looked at fucking witch books at Barnes & Noble's one time. There's a witch section in case anyone's
wondering. Oh, yeah. There always is.
Like, maybe I should do a spell, you know? Seems kind of fun.
If you do it, let me know how it goes.
Right?
It's funny because, like, I had two close friends that came over, and I was like, I told them about what was going on, and one of them was highly religious, and one of them was much more about energy, and so one of them saged it and was like, please stop being here, and then the other one prayed in it, and so I was like, I'm getting it from all angles, I'm going to be safe.
You're just going to turn into an angel by the end of it.
Already was.
Oh, wow, my bad. Dude.
That's so fun that you saged, though.
Yeah. I'm so about, like, the energy shit nowadays. I feel like all the religions, everything, it's all one higher power, and we're all connected. Doesn't matter what rules you believe in. Mm-hmm. I just think we're all connected.
It's all based off of. It's all energy. They all have their intricacies and different things, but I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think it's always about energy.
And it's a beautiful thing when you realize that. When you help people, that's basically helping yourself. And it's just all one big circle. I love it. It's made me a happier person and more caring and whatnot. So it's fun shit.
Sage your place and read
sage
on energy.
Your place. I still get fucking sleep paralysis though. So
stop. Stop having it.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll just stop. Wait, do you want to hear about the worst sleep paralysis I had though?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
It's not like that bad, but
I just kind of couldn't wake up, so I kicked for 2 minutes, and then I was awake.
No, it was when I was back home, and I woke up in sleep paralysis, couldn't move, you know, typical. And then Big Bird walks into my room. Granted, I thought I was awake, but I was actually like in an Inception dream.
Did you get his autograph?
No, because
it's just be chicken
sleep paralysis.
Scratch.
But imagine, and that joke, I'm fucking done. But imagine like Big Bird walking into your room. You think you're awake, and Big Bird fucking walks into your room. Not a cartoon, a real life Big Bird.
Sure,
it's scary.
And so that's the end of it?
Yeah, then I woke up again with another sleep paralysis.
Oh, so you had, like, bad Inception.
Yeah, it was just, like, real fucking bad. And that is the end of my story.
You had Inception if it was rated 2 on Rotten Tomatoes, is what it sounds like.
Literally. With Big Bird added in there? Yes. Inception.
Wow, I wish I could help you. I don't like that you have sleep paralysis.
Yeah, me neither.
If anyone listening is having sleep paralysis and you can give one tip to them to not have it,
me?
Yeah.
Well, the fact that I still get sleep paralysis.
You can still give tips if you're figuring yourself out. Yeah. That's what this whole podcast is.
Just don't do it. That's my advice. No, I don't know. I don't know how to get rid of sleep paralysis.
But when you're in it, how do you deal with having it? Like, instead of freaking out, is there a thing that you can do to, like, be like, it's going to be fine soon?
Keep telling yourself that it's going to be great. Because I kick and scream until I wake up, so that's probably not the best way to do it.
But so kicking and screaming while you have sleep paralysis, you're not really making noise or moving, right? You just
that
feel like
correct.
You're trapped.
Yes.
You feel like you're in a coffin of your own skin.
Yes. Wow, that was beautiful. You should write poems.
About sleep paralysis.
About sleep paralysis.
Wow, that is frightening.
Yeah. Love it, you know?
I felt like when I had mine, my arms are up like this, above my head.
Oh, that's even more scary.
It is. And here, get a load of this.
Oh.
Is I felt like I couldn't move my hands, but I also felt like human hands were holding my wrists down. Like I felt like the pressure in the 5 fingers on each hand holding me down. And I was just like, I can't move. And I was more confused than I was scared until I saw that shadow person.
Oh.
I read so many articles about shadow people.
Dude. And well, yeah, because every time you have sleep paralysis, you see... something. I don't know why. I don't know what it means. Honestly, I don't want to read up on it.
I know.
Because I get it.
That
like,
is pretty
that.
Scary. Because if your thoughts create your destiny, maybe reading about it is going to make you have it more.
Yeah, that's... I'm just going to go watch like Disney shows after this to get my mind off of sleep paralysis.
My sister and I, every time... Remember Blockbuster?
Oh,
throwback.
It.
So every time we would rent a movie, she would always want to rent like a scary one for some reason. And I would always have to rent a comedy and we would have to do a doubleheader
always.
And always watch the
always.
Funny one last. Because I wouldn't be able to go to sleep ever.
Mm-hmm. Every time. Gotta do it.
I think we helped in some capacity.
Did we?
She had sleep paralysis, right?
Yeah, that's what it was all about. How the fuck did we get onto sleep paralysis?
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's our show. Haley, where can we find you on the internet?
I'm on Instagram, Haley Fitzgerald, H-A-L-E-Y. And then I also have a YouTube channel called Hi, I'm Haley. And then Twitter's Haley Fitzgerald as well, I think.
Yeah, but isn't it with a 1 as the L?
It is. I hate it so much.
Just type in Haley Fitzgerald on all your social media platforms and you'll find her.
Yeah, that'll work. Do that.
If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so you don't out your true persona. I maybe have said slime.
I like it.
Also, rate us 5 stars because, yes, I may have gotten back into my balcony or my house after being locked out on the balcony for 2 hours, but maybe it's a sign that I'm spiritually locked out. And what would remedy that? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Wow, that was really good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.